And going to toss it over now a little bit early because we have a special guest coming up next. Good morning.
Good morning.
The Crosstown this morning. Well, it's going to be in a different place, you know, at some point. Tom Elmore joins us now. Good morning, Tom. Good to have you along with us today. And I think Tom's there somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, all right. Tom Elmore, Advanced Transport. Now, let me ask you a question. You're a big rail fan. You are a little bit dubious about the cost of this. And honestly, anytime we get a budget for anything that has to do with a road or something, I just add 20%. But my goodness, the State Transportation Department's out with this 8-year construction plan. It was a few years ago, it was $236 million. Now it's $557 million, Tom. Have we been had?
No surprise to us, Reed. We said from the get-go that this was a $500 million project if it was a dime. ODOT said we were alarmist. We didn't know what we were talking about. Here's the truth. They knew, too. They wanted to get us on the hook. So they told us, Reed, this thing was sold as a $236 million project, all of which would be paid by the federal government. Former city planning director Garner Stoll told them that's ridiculous, so they fired him and kept the people who were misleading them. In Oklahoma City, if you don't march in lockstep and tell the people what the big shots want them to hear, you get fired if they can fire you.
Okay, now, were we deceived on this?
You're not kidding. We were deceived.
Obviously the cost have more than doubled in what, just a few years? What in the world, you know, caused that in that short of a time?
Well, it's an expensive project, and the truth of the matter is they haven't even really gotten into the hardest part of the project, which is excavating the entire Oklahoma City Union Station rail yard. Now, isn't it interesting that we're doing that at a time when city leaders admit that we have got to develop a modern transit system in central Oklahoma just to compete with the 20 or more other cities across the nation who have now developed and are using rail transit very successfully? Those cities tell us we've got the best Union Station and the best set of rail corridors in the West, and yet all our leaders can think to do with it is destroy it for something we cannot afford. We don't have $557 million.
Okay, let me ask you this, though. Construction costs, as far as those go, I mean, honestly, we're sending a lot of cement and steel to China and other parts of the world, and that elevates the cost, but is that all the cost? I mean, it can't all be just construction materials.
I don't know, Reed. As I say, for some reason, we knew in the late 90s that this was a $500 million project because we talked to other engineers and other planners around the world. We knew it was a $500 million project, and we said so. We were set aside and rained on by ODOT the whole time. Turns out, we were telling the truth, and ODOT was deliberately misleading the people of Oklahoma to get them on the hook. Look at who's behind this thing, Reed. You talk quite a bit about the NAFTA corridors and the obvious undermining of national security and sovereignty that goes with them. I think you talked about the Oklahomans whose names are tied to NAFTA corridors. Neil McCaleb, Bob Poe, Tom Love, even Oklahoma City banker Burns Hargis and Tulsa banker Kel Kelly. These are some of the very people who are behind the new Crosstown plan to destroy Union Station, and they know very well what they're doing. Neil McCaleb was the father of this deal. Bob Poe's company got the contract to design the destruction of the Union Station rail yard and its replacement with the highway. And the rest of these folks are all working now on getting state taxpayers to fund the balance of this project, which we were never supposed to have to do.
All right, Tom, I'll tell you, I'm out of time right now, but I want to have you on again when they start to actually move the road a little bit, and we'll talk more, okay?
Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Tom Elmore, advancedtransport.org, 720 at News Radio 1000 to KTOK.
He's been trying to tell everyone all along.
We knew in the late 90s that this was a $500 million project because we talked to other engineers and other planners around the world. We knew it was a $500 million project, and we said so.
And Elmore interviewed on KTOK's First News with Reed Mullins, says the State Transportation Department deliberately misled the public. And a man who...